said Maitland, extending his hand.
I recognized the voice immediately.
His grip was firm, and I was inclined to tighten my own in response. Thank you so much for coming. At that time, I was a locum at the Royal Free, where there had been an outbreak of an unusual and as yet unidentified disease. Symptoms included muscle pain, apathy, and depression. Over 200 people had been affected, including a large number of hospital staff. Maitland asked me if I had come across any of these cases, and encouraged me to speculate with respect to diagnosis and possible causes. The overall clinical picture, I ventured, suggests encephalomyelitis, most probably viral in origin and spread by personal contact. Maitland nodded approvingly before spreading my application and references out on the table in front of him. We talked a little about my student days, and in particular, my sporting achievements. He noted that I was a rugby blue. Why did you stop playing? Maitland asked. A leg injury. Bad luck, he said with sincerity. I later learned that, due to a nasty bout of tuberculosis, he had also been obliged to bring a promising rugby career to a premature end. We discussed my stint at St. George's with Sir Paul Mallinson, the research I had conducted at the Sleep Laboratory in Edinburgh, and my two articles, only just submitted to the British Medical Journal. Maitland collected my papers together and tapped the edges so that all the sheets were aligned. Then, leaning forward, he said, "Tell me, Dr. Richardson, why does this position appeal to you? The pay is adequate for a man with your credentials, but you could probably do better elsewhere. Sir Paul has written a glowing reference." "I have a long-standing interest in your work. I view this appointment as a great opportunity." Maitland could not resist flattery, and the corners of his mouth curled upwards, but his satisfied expression was not sustained. His smile faded and was quickly replaced by a frown. "Have you considered our location?" I didn't understand what he was getting at, and seeing my puzzlement, he added, "Wilderhope is somewhat off the beaten track, rural Suffolk." "There are trains, I take it." "Yes, yes, of course, and local buses." "Then I don't think that will be a problem." "I don't have a car, but if there are trains and buses..." Maitland repositioned himself in his chair, and the horizontal lines on his forehead contracted together. "The previous registrar, Palmer, I don't think he gave the matter enough thought. It was my impression that he felt rather isolated. I tried to get up to Wilderhope at least once a week, but most of the time you would be working on your own." I shrugged. "Providing I'm given clear instruction." Maitland smiled again. "Forgive me. Palmer's resignation was somewhat unexpected. My fault, of course. I misjudged him. Let me tell you about the hospital. It's all very exciting." He took a slim silver case from his jacket and offered me a cigarette. He lit mine, then his own, and pushed a chrome ashtray towards me. "Wilderhope was originally a hunting lodge owned by the Gathercole family, East Anglian gentry. During the First World War, they donated it to the army as a convalescent home for wounded men. It then became an administrative building, and thereafter an intelligence centre. Churchill is reputed to have stayed there once when he visited the test base at Orford Ness. I'd been looking out for a place like Wilderhope for years. When I learned that the military had no further use for the building, I made some inquiries and managed to pull a few strings." Maitland took a drag from his cigarette. "We have 24 beds, 2 wards, and a narcosis room. We also offer limited outpatient services and very occasionally home visits, something I had to agree to in order to keep the health board happy." "Where do the patients come from?" I asked. "The London teaching hospitals, but news travels fast. A treatment centre of this kind is a valuable resource. I've started to get referrals from much further afield. We're a small operation at the moment, but I'm sure we're going to expand. There are 9 nurses, 8 of my nightingales, and a local girl who's being..."